Blog Talk Radio.
Think of me, think about us since our intimacy. I'm trying to strum you like guitars in this beat. And can sit around and chuck it the blase flame. Plus, you got a man, but he ain't quite me. This type of man is trying to get you what you need. And he wanna know where you are, where you be, where you going, where you stay, where you suck it to be. Damn. If I was him, I wouldn't even need. I would trust you when you say that you are what you be. Say, he the type of nigga that tell his chick, take his girl on a date and they go to Mickey D's. Say, I'm the type to try to stab in the Jeep, try to take you out to see things and occasionally creep. Yeah, your man is doing things I can't really see. Don't sound too good, it sounds tainted to me.
Yeah, you're now tuned into GEI Radio Freaky Friday. I am your host, Tone. Got my co-host, GG. What's going on?
I'm in the building. I'm in the house, man. What's going on, man? GG After Dark, Freaky Friday, GEI Tone. Hey, man, how do you like GEI Tone, man? That's like, that has a ring to it, man. I like calling you GEI Tone. How you feel about that, bro?
What? That's cool with me.
Yeah, listen, guys. Oh, man, I don't even want to get into that. Hey, guys, I want to welcome everybody officially. Tonight is going to be a very fun night. It's going to be a lot of energy. You know, as you can see and tell, I'm popping things off early because we only have an hour. All right, we only have an hour. So we want to make sure that we can get as much as we possibly can. We have a special guest. We'll intro right here in a second. I'm straight out of ATL, man. But you know, I'm not born here, man. I wasn't born here, you know. But I'm straight out of the ATL, bro. How's everything in Maryland? How's everything in B-more, bro? What's going on?
Things are moving good. Some of the cities here is open 100%. I think they just made an announcement that next Friday at 9 o'clock, I think the entire Maryland will be open 100%, like the movie theaters and restaurants and stuff like that. So it's full blown, back on go.
That's kind of scary.
People want to take that.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie to you, and we're not gonna get into the politics about it, but that's kind of scary when you go from, you know, things was shut down and strict guidelines and things like that to just wide open, man. It's almost like an agenda, bro. I mean, it's almost like, you know, how can you really pick a time, and what is the basis of that? Is it the numbers? Is it commerce? What the hell's going on? But it's kind of scary, man. But you know what? We have to keep things going. We have to keep things moving in this world. And, you know, we got families. We got money to make. You know, we got legacies to build. And, you know, in order to do that, we got to do some activity.
And it's your choice.
It is
awesome. I mean, nobody's forcing people to go to the club. Nobody's forcing people to go to the movies or anything. So just if you don't feel safe, don't go. Don't go.
Yeah.
The only thing I can say.
I mean, that's how it should be anyway.
Yeah, facts. It's definitely going to open this
stuff
back up. They can't keep the clothes for too long.
Yeah, no doubt. Man, that's what makes the world go round. All right, so listen, tonight is Freaky Friday, every Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Here's the interesting thing about this show. You have me, Gigi After Dark. I am a single brother. I'm residing out here at ATL. You have a happily, you know, I don't even think that we really express that enough. We have a happily married man, GEI Tone. And I think it's important to say that, man, because – you know, people answer and respond to certain questions and topics according to where they're at in life. You know, that's what I've realized, man. A woman who is in a healthy relationship with a man, she ain't talking about ain't shit niggas on her platforms. You understand what I'm saying? She's not going to say that, you know, because she has a man in her life who is you know, who was her companion, and, you know, reciprocity and all that stuff. And then you're not, you know, typically you're not going to hear, you know, somebody who may not be in a relationship, you know, talk about that portion of it because, you know, they're not in a relationship. So, you know, they may talk about the struggles a little bit, or they may talk about the personal development and growth. And so it's really interesting in life, man. So this show, we get an opportunity to hear different perspectives from, you know, two different guys. And, of course, we have a guest here tonight. And it gets really interesting because at some point there's a fork in the road where shit is a little bit different for everybody because we have different responses. There might be some agreements, and agree to disagree and stuff like that. So I'm ready tonight, man. I think our special guest is well versed in a specific genre or industry or expertise, so we get to really dig in, if you will, tonight. Take it away, Tone. Let's get it.
I'm trying to get the caller on right now. She thought it was a link. Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry, guys.
Okay. In the meantime, let me keep running my mouth because that's what I do. All right. So, callers, just to let you know, first of all, thank you for jumping on here. And thank you for everybody who's been so faithful, so consistent, man. There's a couple of people that I just flat out, you know, it's no secret who they are. They're like, Gigi, we're going to be on this Friday. Or, Gigi, we heard you last Friday. You know, we heard the show, you know, this and that. It was dope. The guests are cool. Tone is really cool, laid back brother, you know. So I want to thank the guys that I know who be on in, you know, and I want to thank all you unanimous folk up on here too, anonymous folks who be on here too, who we have no clue, but you be here because there'll be hundreds of callers every week. And so we want to thank you guys for your support. I think this is show 20? Are we
Excuse me, 20.
20.
20. Episode 20.
Yeah. Damn, man. We should have some type of celebration or some type of special flyer for the 2020 and gave something away. I might still give something away, man. I have something I can give away to a caller, and we can just pick whoever that caller is at the end of the show. Maybe I have a gift card or something, an Amazon gift card or something I can find for being on here. I bet you guys stick around now, huh? So yeah, man. Yeah, I'm excited about the 20th show. We've really had a great time. We've learned from each other. We've learned from the callers. You know, we've gotten great feedback from our guests. So it's been nothing less than amazing. So, you know, you have an opportunity to join into the conversation. All you have to do is press 1, and then Tone will let you know whatever your number is. He'll call it, and then we can get it popping. You get 60 seconds. That's it.
60 seconds
to get it off your chest. Ask your question, say your response, say your comment, answer a question, and there it is. So, yeah, man. Right, so, where's our guest at?
Let's get this guest on. Just for the callers that probably the first time calling, like Gigi was saying, we do this every Friday, 9 to 10. The first couple of shows it was just me and Gigi, and then we came up with an idea to, you know, bring guests on. So for the last like 5 or 6 shows, we've been bringing guests on. They've been good sports. So this week we got another guest on. We're gonna introduce her right now. GEI Radio, you with us?
Yes.
What's going
Loving
on?
Loving the energy already.
Yeah, okay. Hey, babe. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm fine. What you got for me? What are we talking about? What is, you know, I like to jump right into the pool. So you already know.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, let me just tell them the name. They call me Sugar. I am, let's get the credentials first and let's get into it. I have a nursing background. I retired from nursing. Then I went and I got a master's in human sexuality. So I am a certified sexologist. Not a pretend sexologist, not one that just has a lot of sex and then they talk about it and they think they know what they're talking about. I literally went to school from this, got a certificate. Plus, you know, I do a lot of women's events. I got a book, you know, I do a tour about how to make a man come in less than 10, you know, 10 seconds, because, you know, nobody wants to be down there that long. But, you know, that'll be good stuff. So let's get into it.
But what about less than 45 pumps?
That's unacceptable. I understand that that's what you want to do. And if you have any issues with that, you can come see me. I have a tea for you that'll help you out, because, no, we do not want less than 45 pumps. That's ridiculous.
Thank you.
Ridiculous. What are you talking about?
Oh, man.
But wait a minute. Well,
listen,
if you have 45 pumps, you better have some good oral sex game, and that better be true. And you have to pick somebody with a clip on the outside, because they don't care about fucking. They just care about
licking. Audi.
Yeah, so you got to get a clip on the outside, because they don't care about that.
Now, I like where we're going already, so we're going to jump right in. I definitely appreciate it. We may or may not get to the 45-pump challenge on that, but it's fun, and it's definitely been going crazy right now. So with no further ado, I'm going to jump right in and ask a few questions and get your perspective.
It's a beautiful place.
Okay. All right. Great. Okay, so I want to ask, when it comes to sexual compatibility, do you feel that you have maybe the first one or two rough experiences, you know, and it just seemed like, hey, you know, we ain't having a rhythm, or, you know, just something wasn't right. Do you feel like that couple can recover from that, or should they just cut their losses and say, hey, you know what, we got chemistry, but we don't have sexual compatibility, I'm on to the next, or this is a deal breaker?
Okay, first initial thing that I would say to you is it's debt. It's an issue. You got to get rid of it. But now tell me the age of the couple, because that's going to make a difference. If you are in your if you're younger than 40, here's the problem. If you're younger than 40, like if you're in your 20s, you want to get bored and you're going to get frustrated, and that's going to be aggravating, because the fact that when you're in that age, it's even hard for you to have a full relationship where you're just being committed and want to spend the rest of your life with somebody. So that's even hard by itself. And then you're saying you're not sexually compatible. Oh no, that you're stemming for trouble. Now, if you're over 40, okay, and women, they're going to be like, listen, I know what I want, I know what I'm going to do, but here's the thing. It depends on what type of woman you have, because some women over the age of 40, or they're set on a marriage, and so they will excuse the sexual behavior for a while. And because if he has some money and they want to get married and he's the marrying type and he wants to marry them and he treats them well, then you know what? They may bend a little bit and pretend like, find other ways and try to get creative ways to get off and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But realistically, when you don't mesh and you don't have that passion, it doesn't work out, you are headed down a very bumpy road. Marriages, sexual in marriages, so will money, but sexual in the marriages. Because if I have high libido, you have low libido, we have a problem. And if you're telling me, because that means we're both not satisfied. Somebody's not satisfied sexually. And so you can have all the conversation. If it's not something like a cancer or something like you already in love with that person, then that's different. But when you're just talking about having a relationship, getting together, and it's the beginning of your relationship, and it's not clicking, no, sir. You might need to back up a couple of steps and really examine that relationship.
and so there's no bounce back. There's no, hey, let's work through this. Let's try some different things. If it's
right,
not happening
early on,
you're like, look,
I'm
cut
going
your losses.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was going to say, I'm going to be one of the realest. That's one thing about me. I'm one of the realest people that you're going to meet when it comes to this. I'm not going to bullshit you right now. No. Okay? No. How many times, you tell me, how many times, like, unless you're in love with this woman and she has, if you had a wife and she got sick and her libido changed and things changed because she got sick, that's different. You're invested already. We're talking about the very beginning, and the two of you don't click. Because he has money, that means he's supposed to make it work only for about, what, a half of a year? About a year after he finished running out, giving you pocketbooks and gifts and stuff like that, you still didn't get to come. You are still unsatisfied. Mm. Somebody's cheating. Okay? Somebody's cheating after a while. If you think that money is going to hold you, and he's a nice man because he doesn't cheat and he works and, he does everything, he cooks and he does all those kind of things like that, but you're not sexually satisfied, you're fooling yourself.
Yeah.
Because then that other guy that picks up on it, the other guy that picks up on it, this is how affairs happen. This is how people get in to somebody. They detect that. And if a man, like, thinks you look and he detects that, oh, he's going to work on that. He is going to get at you, he's going to stimulate you. Men know when a woman is hungry and she's not being satisfied. Oh, they have a radar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you do? Oh, yeah, you got a radar.
Yeah.
And you know exactly what to do. You blow on their neck a little bit. You're just like, oh, my God, you look so... You go in and harm in on her, on that sexual desire that she's not getting, that passion that she's not getting, the fact that she's not getting her back broken. You will get to that so you can get in there. Men have this little radar.
Yeah.
It's like, do, not satisfied. Mm-hmm.
I like where you're going. And let me ask you, let me give you the caveat to that question. So when a couple is getting to know each other and they make a decision, hey, we're going to get to know each other. All right. So we'll be on the point of just, hey, we just kind of talking, whatever. How soon would you recommend them finding out if they are physically, sexually compatible? Like, what would you recommend?
I absolutely love this question, because a lot of people are going to go to the little Steve Harvey thing, and, they do the 90-day thing and all of this stuff, and that's been going on for a while.
Yeah.
And, there's this whole myth out there that if you wait, let me tell you something. Let me open up everybody that's listening. Okay, So if you are high, have a high sex drive and stuff, 90 days, if he wants to wait for you 90 days, he might be banging somebody else for the 90 days until he's waiting for you. That's one. Two, you as a woman, you know we don't talk about it. We could be banging somebody else for the 90 days to make it look like, seem like something's going on. So let's just say this. It's not about when we should have sex. It's about what it means to you, which I'm, what I'm trying to say is this. Okay, I'm going to get a little personal for a second. For me, like if I'm really liking somebody and I'm digging them, if I'm really feeling them and I'm liking them, when we have sex, I will tell you, having sex with me means that we're together. Now, if I say that to you and I repeat that to you and keep saying that and we're talking, you understand that what I'm saying, when we go have sex, this means you my man. So understand what you're doing. So it's not about when. It's about when you, is that what you want to do? So if you can have sex with somebody and you're okay with not being their girlfriend because they're saying that to you, or you just trying to kick it and find out, and you don't care if you walk out, you walking down, you come out the mall, he's coming out with another girl, and if you know you're not going to be upset, okay, then do your thing. But if you know you're going to be upset, you better speak up. Because it's about what it means to you, what the sex means to you. Is it just sex? Is it a connection? Does it mean we're together? Does it mean you're my man, my boo, my everything? You need to find out. That's the discussion. The discussion is not when. The discussion is what it means to me. Because to him, it may be, we're just getting to know each other. We're just cool. This don't mean you my girl. Now, if he says that to you, like, oh, let's just put a radar on your head. Wait a minute. I can't handle that. So let's wait. Because that's not for me, because I'm really feeling you. And this is why girls start, women, I shouldn't say girls, I don't like to say girls, but this is why women start to get upset about certain things. And you hear this, the same argument. He said, wait a minute, but we wasn't together. She said, what you mean we wasn't together? We was doing this, 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 and this, and that. And I said, I swallowed. I did all of this stuff. What you talking about we're not together? That's why. Because no one took the time to discuss what sex means to them. So always remember, never about when. It's about what it means to you.
Yeah, I like that. And I believe when I say when, I mean when should you have that discussion. But you gave even better. You gave what that discussion should be about, which is, you know, the importance of what that means. And I'm digging that. I like that a lot.
You can have the discussion at any time. Right, because passion is passion. What if I met you? Because you can't ever say, because everyone knows a person that met each other, had sex on the first date, and they got together or they're still together. That happens. It doesn't happen all the time, but it happens. But the whole point is, even if it was that person may have said, hey, you know, we do this. We're going to do this. Like, we're going to jump in the pool. This means you're my man. Like, you see what I'm saying? If that's the type of what you're looking for and that's what you want to do. So that's why I say it matters. The discussion can come up at any time. Anytime you feel like, hey, this is something I want to do. But wait, let me just say this on the sidebar. Sidebar, ladies. This ass is super fine and you know that you can't control yourself. Let me tell you something. Go, if you like asparagus, go eat a whole bowl of asparagus. Because you know that makes your whole vagina smell not so good. So that way, whatever he does, you will not let him go in there because you already don't want him to know that your vagina is smell. I'm telling you, that trick works every time.
Wait a second. Contaminate the cooch? CTC?
Whoa. Let me tell you something. Wearing extra underwear or ugly underwear, that's just going to the rest of the bathroom and take it off. You know, saying no, but as soon as it gets a little wet, he's like, let me just touch it. And then, you know, he touch it, that's it. He's like, just let me get one lick.
Most
that's
definitely.
It. So you know what? None of that works. But I tell you what works. A bowl of asparagus, because if you ever eat asparagus, you know what I'm talking about. You go pee, it don't smell so good. So guess what? They not going to let you go down, touch it, do nothing. She's like, no, we're not doing this tonight. I'm telling you, eat the asparagus.
That's bad.
You don't know. That's bad.
That's bad.
That's great.
Tone,
no, it's not.
Tone, you hear this, man?
Yeah,
you hear this?
Oh, my God. I never heard that before. I hope that, well, I don't really need to have that problem, but
listen,
wow, that's crazy.
True. Women know I'm not lying. They know when they eat certain vegetables, it goes through your system within a certain amount of time, and it comes out. I mean, it happens to anybody that eats asparagus. I promise you, asparagus, Brussels sprout, it don't smell. The urine doesn't smell right. I'm trying to tell you, it just doesn't make things. But see, that's going to be on your mind. Nobody wants to be with somebody the first time and their vagina don't smell right. So I'm just trying to tell
right.
you.
Right, but then nobody wants to be with them ever either. Like ever.
Ever.
Because.
Ever.
You know
ever.
What I'm saying? Because you can't come back off of that. You can't
I
be like,
know.
You know what? I had the asparagus, you know, but my body, my pH is really good though. So don't judge me. Don't
now
judge me on last Friday.
Right. So now you understand why I'm saying, ladies, if these people find you can't control yourself because you are not going to do that. Whatever.
Oh man.
Okay,
that,
now everybody is single and they had a date and she starts ordering this stuff, they're gonna be like, damn. I ain't getting shit tonight. They not.
But listen, it's going beyond that. At this point, it's like, yo, this sister is contaminated. It was nice meeting you. I hope you enjoyed
He's
your dinner.
Purposely doing this.
And
oh,
I'm
come
out.
On. It's
block.
Just for one night.
Block. We hit block button.
Oh, my God.
You just got to let it happen. You let can't.
Me tell
you,
this is fine. Oh, my God, that's funny. I'm sorry, now. Let me get serious now. I apologize.
That was good, though. I'm pretty sure that a handful of people have made notes, especially the brothers on the call.
I tell you this,
because he's looking at what she cooked for dinner or what she ordered whenever
mm-hmm.
they went out.
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh, so she ordered the sautéed asparagus spears, huh?
Absolutely.
Oh, hell no.
I'm like this. I say, just like this, it'll be like the thing. I'm like, okay, I'll take this steak. I'm like, listen, can I substitute the rice for vegetables? I'm like, yes. I'm like, can I have asparagus, please? An extra thing in asparagus. Like,
This is when the man becomes a man and he starts ordering for her. Yeah, so she'll have the rice
well, there you go.
And a loaded baked potato. Okay, we don't want no greens tonight. Hell no. We starching it out tonight, baby. Let's go.
Oh, get our extra seasoned salad. No, baby.
That's good. That's good. Listen, guys, I know the callers already want to jump in. The callers are going to jump in already.
Okay.
I know they're there. But I do want to keep moving forward, and I think that's really, really good and really important that you mention that because even on my platform, I talk about people not having that conversation and then just acting out, right? And then afterwards having the remorse of, well, damn, you know what? I really ain't want to do that. I had told him that, you know, I was looking for something serious and may have came off the wrong way, you know, that type of thing. So I do really think that that's important. I'll let Tone go ahead and ask you. I'll let Tone go. But, yeah, I do want to deal with a little bit more about that, but we're going to take it up a notch when we start talking about the actual activities that are done. So, Tone, I'm going to let you rock
ahead.
Out, brother.
Gigi,
you know, I'm locked
Gigi,
and loaded.
Go ahead. Gigi, go ahead.
Okay.
I'll let you go. You rocking.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay,
Come
let's
on,
do
let's
it.
Go.
Okay.
Let's get it.
All right. Now,
we're on the fourth play
let's
now.
Go ahead.
I'm ready.
That's right. That's right. And it's wet. All right, so let's go.
Okay.
So here's my thing. I want to know how you feel when people have their first encounter, when they have their first sexual encounter. And, of course, at this point, two consenting adults doing what they want
right.
to do. Do you believe or what is your what's your perspective on how freaky that first encounter should be or can be? Do you feel like they should hold back a little bit? Do you feel like it's full throttle? Do you give them just a little bit to keep them going? What's your whole perspective on the freakiness of that very first encounter?
I think you should take it all the way up to the tie-up. You need to save the tying up for, like, the third time. I'm just saying. Like, I mean, come on, how old are we? Once again, let's do an age thing. When you're younger, I'm going to break something down for you. Okay, so most people in their 20s, please don't, whoever's out there, the ages, everybody's probably listening, don't get offended by this because this is true, but don't get offended. Usually when you're 20, you know how to do your thing. I know y'all think y'all know what y'all doing and everything, and y'all can do your thing. It's all right. It's cool. You get to your 30s, you get a little bit better. Now, let me tell you something. You get to those 40 women, promise you, they will take all kinds of things out of the box. They will have kits on the side of the bed, underneath the bed. They will do all kinds of freaky stuff. They be like, let's get down, because they know what they like sexually. They've been through that. Because when you're 20 and you're with a guy, even if he does something you don't really like, you don't usually say, hey, I don't really like that. You don't really speak up. You kind of make a face or whatever that you don't like it. You get to your 30s, you may mention it a little bit if you're into the relationship. When you get 40, you're like, yo, you're hitting that wrong. No, I'm going to need you to get on up there, put a cheek in it, hit the back a little bit, grab, they will direct you. So, sexual, when you first get started, I think you should go for it. But I think you should listen to the woman. For men, I think you should listen to the woman's body. And y'all know what I mean. Like, you know, just kind of listen and see what she likes and she doesn't like. Explore that for the first time. You know, you want to make it good for her, and she wants to make it good for you. But this is just like, you know, a little thing that y'all should explore. Second time y'all get in there, you know, maybe it's at night. I do believe the second time should be that night, but, you know, that's another story. But if you can, you know, the next time you get together, y'all should go for it. Go for it. But you show who you are. Like, you know, who you are. This is what you're going to have to deal with. If you a freaky person in bed, you're a freaky person in bed. Like, why would you want to wait 3 months, pretend like you don't, you know, that you're not freaky, and then spring it on her? Because you're like, baby, I love you now, but you know I like you. She's like, what? She's so confused. She's like, I don't even know why he doesn't do that. Like, if you want your penis stuck, say it. Because they let her say, hey, you know what? This is what I'm doing. Because that's an issue, too. What if you want your penis stuck, but you don't want to get head? Like, I need to know that.
That's fair.
We have to do the date. I'm going to eat a freaking 12 bowls of asparagus. I'm going to say it.
No pineapples, huh? No.
No, like, watch those pineapples. That's a myth. Let me tell you something about pineapples. Well, you know, sidebar again. It's sidebar. Ladies, pineapples, yes, it sweetens your secretions, but pineapple is acidic. It will give you BV and a yeast infection. You have too much pineapple. There's other things that can do that. We, you know, now I'm going to put my little plug in that does that. It's not acidic. You got to watch this. A lot of women and men, straight up, a lot of women, you know, you've been with women. You've smelled different types of things. BV is a real thing. Every three women, two of them have BV. It's a real thing. It happens. And anything can throw your pH off, from soap to food. Watch the pineapple. And even you guys, watch eating that pineapple to sweeten up your stuff, because sperm is acidic. So when you're shooting it up in there, so if you're nutting up in there and you eat a lot of pineapple, you're going to give her a yeast infection. So calm that down.
Yeah.
Try cherry juice.
Definitely.
I'm just saying.
Cherry juice.
Mango.
There you go. Try some damn water.
Mangoes. Let's just
say, try some water.
Yeah, water works too.
Stay hydrated.
Damn water.
Yeah, water is really good. Anybody over the age of 36, drink some water. Make sure you drink two things of water before you actually have sex, because there's a gland in the back that collects the moisture. It collects liquid so that your orgasm is better. So if you drink at least two things of water, or at least one thing of water, like about a half an hour before sex started, depending on how long your foreplay is, you'll have a better orgasm. That's what my older
definitely.
Uh-huh.
Definitely. So uh-huh. How do you feel about snacks on the nightstand? Like, you know, having some Gatorade, some water, like in the middle of sex. Like, has that ever happened to you, to where a brother just needs to get a sip, he just needs to hydrate while he up in it?
Listen, if you want me to be down there for a couple of little bit of time, or if you really doing like, you know, your leg is shaking and it's tight and you getting cramped, it's because you're dehydrated. Get the water. Hold on, babe, 1 minute. Let's get it. I'm right.
Yes. I like her, Tom. I like her. I want her back next week already.
No, we are
about.
Grown. Hold on.
No awkward moments.
Like, babe. Yeah, you like, listen, babe. And you can do that. Be like, listen, I give me 30 seconds. I'm drinking this water. And because here's the thing. The real thing is, if a person gets dehydrated, they dry out. So why would you want to be your penis inside of a dry vagina? So let her drink the goddamn water. Like, that doesn't even, what does that do? Let's be real here. Like, it depends on if you're doing, and that, you know, it depends on how long you are. Some people, you know, you may be in the mood. You may have smoked something, drunk something, or do something, and you may be in for an all-nighter. Now, literally, if you're for an all-nighter, come on now, we need some water. Please, if you're going to stand up for her, put some cold waters on the side of the thing. Be like, yo, when you see her leg getting a little wobbly, go, babe.
Yeah.
I'm not done yet, but you can go ahead and get that drink. Because as soon as you finish that, I'm about to go ahead and show you what's going on. Yo, I'm breaking that shit so fast, and I am so turned on at this point. Let's get to it. Like, I'm like, oh, shit, he's about to fuck me up over drink. Okay, go ahead. I'm going to drink that drink. Give me that. You need something, too?
Cheers.
Yes, let's do it.
I dig that. You know, Tone, we have to get back into you remember when people would have refrigerators in their rooms? You remember that used to be in style?
Yeah.
Like, my next house, I'm going to have a refrigerator in my master bedroom. I got to get back.
Don't do it in the room like that. Let me tell you something. They got these ones that you can make. Do it like a dresser, like a drawer underneath the bed. You could be real slick about it. You could just put your hand over, pull it out from underneath the bag, and then pull the cold drink out. Go ahead.
That's pretty cool. That is pretty cool.
I'm just trying to tell you, you can step it up a notch. But you're not ready for that. Go ahead and get the little refrigerator next to this thing. But I'm just saying. You can get it underneath the bag.
It may be a whole bar in the sitting room. I mean, you know, we're going to take this all the way to the next level if we're going to do it. I might have a whole bar over there, Tom. What's going on?
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that.
If it's you just go to the kitchen floor and leave the refrigerator door open. I'm just saying. If you're hungry, because you can't eat too. Like, you get some fruit, some drink, y'all can just do it in front of the kitchen. Freeze, you know,
right.
Open the refrigerator. Yeah, you know. I'm just saying.
let me ask you this. This is a question that we be asking and maybe get all type of different answers with it. I think it'd be fun to ask it tonight. How long should a quickie be?
Oh, my favorite thing to say. Okay, quickies. Technically, a quickie should really be like no more than 5 minutes, like, or 3 minutes. But some men are long-winded with their quickies. That's not really a quickie, but, you know, that's not it. So I'm saying you really should have it, like, for 3 minutes. Quickies should be done in places that you shouldn't be having sex. Or, like, if you really got to go, you get in there. But it should be done, like, real quick in the car, like in the hall, or, like, on a staircase, you know, a movie theater, a quick bathroom, dressing room. You know what I'm saying? You run in the dressing room with her, you don't give a quickie, you know, you do that. Do not do the plane. You get in a lot of trouble. Don't do that. Like, you get in a lot of trouble. Unless it's a private plane, do not do the plane. Don't do it. And don't ask me about never, even when school is not in, don't ask me how I know this, but I'm just saying, when school is not in, you still get in a lot of trouble if you have sex on school grounds behind the school, just because it doesn't matter if it's summertime. I'm just saying. We're not asking questions. I'm just telling you. You can get arrested. Okay?
Okay. So with the quickie, do you feel like you should – do you feel like the purpose of the quickie is to get started, finish later? Or does everybody need the bus?
You can try the bus, but the excitement should make you do that. But some people are long-winded because some men can – in a quickie, some men cannot bust in a quickie. They just can't because, you know, it doesn't have the time constraints. But sometimes a woman can. It depends on how exciting it is. That's why quickies are really good to do in unexpected places because y'all are both excited and you want to get them done. Sometimes it's just for you to finish later. Sometimes you're like, okay, all you get is, you know, you want to be late and you can't get it in. So you get a couple of strokes in. You're like, you're leaving her with that feeling like all day, like it's unfinished. And that's a really good, fun feeling. You know, at times it's like, yo, I started it. It's like, damn, I cannot wait to get home, you know, to get it started. And it might get her started because she might be like, you know what? Oh, when he gets home, I'm about to tear his ass up. So, you know, it's okay. It's all about the imagination. It's really up to you, like how you want to carry your quickie on. You can finish it through or you can, you know, make it so that when you come back, you'll finish it up. It's all in your time that you have. It's not a quickie no more after 15 minutes. Because, you know, for some people that is their sex. For some people. That's it.
Right. And we've had that conversation before. Yeah, after 15 minutes, you're in a full-blown session right now.
Yeah. You're in a full-blown session. And that's just how it is. So it depends. And some people can't do quickies. Like, they just got to finish. Some people, if it's a build-up, and they're just like, let me just, you know, get off. And here's the thing. Are we talking a lovey-dovey quickie, or are we talking there's a difference between lovey-dovey and a fucking quickie? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it
don't
matter what it is. I'm finishing.
I'm not
waiting
until
later.
See, and that's the thing. It's really up to the individual. You see that? Because now, so then it's probably not going to become a quickie unless you can do it really quick. Some people cannot do it really quick, so it's not going to be a quickie. But look at you. You said you finish it. Some people can go ahead and not.
I wouldn't,
some people got to finish.
I wouldn't be able to go through the day.
Uh-huh.
I would be messed up. I gotta finish.
Okay, so how about phone sex? Can you do phone sex? Can somebody get you off on phone sex?
I'm pretty sure.
So then why don't you start the quickie and they can finish off with phone sex?
How about that combo?
What if you going to work or something? Or I gotta sneak off in the bathroom on lunch break or something like that?
Yeah, but you can't drive and do your phone sex. You can drive and do your phone sex. You need one hand to drive. Or when you get to the office, she can call back and y'all can, you know, do phone sex. Or she can FaceTime you and just show you her vagina and be playing with him and talking to you. And you should be able to get off. I'm just saying.
I'm glad you went there. I'm glad you went there. I'm glad you went there because this is something that I've been wanting to discuss for some time now. I think I might have touched it early in the episodes, but I need to address this. So let's talk about pictures. Let's talk about sending pictures, right?
Okay.
I think naturally – okay, so let's just be real. Like, guys, fellas, send dick pics, right? Now, I'm not talking about unsolicited. I'm just talking about, hey, this is how you got me feeling. You know what I'm saying? I'm hard as steel. Huh? I'm Superman tonight, baby. What's happening? So, boom, he sends
it.
Now, I think it's important that women understand what that guy likes. So, for me, and I be giving them gems, tell them, Tone, I give them gems about me. I do not want clit pics. I'm not a vagina pick guy. First of all, I don't want to see the turkey and roast beef slices. I don't want to see that.
Okay.
I don't want to see it. So what do you suggest the approach? Like, hey, look, you know
up.
What? She pretty, but I don't need to see that right now. I need to see the girls. Like, send me some ass pics. Send me some titty pics, but I don't know what it is about women that they just want to show the clit pic, you know, with the face, making the V to make the clit pop.
No, why? No, because that's what was put out there. Like, songs, porn, all of that is what's put out there. So that's what's put out there is guys like clit pictures. They want to see, you know, when someone goes, oh, my God, my picture went viral, it's usually a sex video or a clit picture or something like that. It's not of a picture of an ass, because you can get that on, like, Instagram. You know, that's not the picture that people talk about. The picture that people talk about and whisper about is the clit picture. So that's what they think that they're showing you. They're giving you something that they think they feel that they wouldn't give somebody else, so they're showing you this picture. They think you're going to appreciate it. But the only way, because I would never guess that you wouldn't like a clit picture, but now everybody that's listening knows you don't like clit pictures, so ain't nobody going to give you no clit picture. So you know you
well,
don't
I don't
like
get pics
them,
anyway,
so
but at least
them.
I put it out there. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
You want
to, I don't.
But here's the thing. I was gonna say there's a tasteful way. This is why you need to take time to know somebody or bring up sexual conversations in a good way. You there's ways to bring it up without being like overly. You know, send me some pictures is not a way to have a conversation. I want to do this is not a way to have a conversation. But there are good ways to have bring up. You know, this is what I like. You know, do something where you ask her, what's something I wouldn't know about you? Like, say that to the girl. Like, you know, when you're talking to her, say, what, tell me something that I wouldn't know about you that you wouldn't think that you wouldn't know. So she tells you something. And she's going to say, well, you tell me something. I said, you didn't know what you were saying. She said, you know what? Most guys like clip pictures. I don't like those. I don't like that at all. That's what makes me different. Oh, mental note. Click, she's going to mental note that. But you see how I made that more of a conversation because you asked about something about getting to know you, not about a sexual conversation. But this is how you
Definitely. Start
conversations so that you can know things and you can tell them things. You don't be like, let's talk about sex. Just say, you know, I want to know something different about you. Even it's the same thing when you talk to somebody. You say, instead of asking what's your best quality with women, you know, what's your best quality? No. Say, hey, what's your worst quality? They're like, what? Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I want to know what your worst quality is. They're like, okay, that's some different shit. Well, all right.
Okay.
And then you can talk about,
and then
you
know, they send you a wrong beef pitch.
Yeah, you got, no, listen, watch this. Watch this how I'm doing. I'm like this. I'm like, you know what? I love, like, do you like R. Kelly songs? He's like, yeah. Then y'all can talk about R. Kelly and be like, yeah, I like R. Kelly songs. But he is like, you know, he do all kind of little freaky stuff and everything. And, you know, the girls be used to be sending him pictures and stuff. He like all these naked pictures. I never did like naked pictures. I like naked pictures, but I like pictures of a woman this and that. I don't like quick pictures. There's so many ways you can tell her before she sends you a quick picture. So just get it out in different ways. Without making it seem sexual, you definitely can.
I like it.
How help? Yeah, you see, that's a good way that you can break it up. That way you can.
I like it. Yeah, yeah. I mean, okay. You know, obviously this is shameless plugs. You know what I mean? But I don't get pictures like that anyway. But I like
so
that.
When we hang up,
we
have a whole bunch of titty pictures. When you hang up, you have a whole bunch of titty pictures.
Oh. Listen to Tom. Go ahead, Tom.
If you were to get a picture.
What's his number? You tell me his number while we're on the phone, so that when we're on the phone, we
Oh, wow.
I'm joking, y'all.
If you were to get a picture from a woman, what type of picture would you want from her? What type of picture would you want from her?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm definitely ass and hips man, right? So I like ass pictures. Like, it could be in the thong, it could be ass naked, it could be side, it could be, you know, the top view where she bent over, and I like boob pics, man. I like those. I like the simple things. Like, you don't have to get so creative, do handstands with your outie, and doing all these kind of tricks and stuff like that. I don't need that. I don't need to know that. I don't need to know the meats. I don't need to know what type of sliced meat you got down there. So I'm into the really, really simple stuff, man. I like lingerie.
I understand.
Pics. Yeah, it don't even have to be. It don't have to be ass naked pics. See, so what I'm saying is there are so many assumptions, and what I think what happens is people feel like because the last person or the majority of people they deal with, they like that. That's what they give automatic. And I think that goes the same way with guys shooting dick pics. Like, some ladies, like, they may like dick pics, but damn, can she ask for it? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
I don't
it's
like
just kind of a, like you mentioned, hey, get to know how that person feel, because just because you think that that's what you got going on, or somebody prior or the people prior to you enjoyed, that ain't a shoe in, man. And plus, it kind of shows that you're not paying attention to detail. And anybody that doesn't pay attention to detail,
right,
it's going to be a short-lived situation.
Well, I got one for you guys. I have a question for you guys. Because y'all asking me a bunch of questions, I'm going to put y'all on the spot for a second. Do y'all shave your hair down there or wax it down there, or y'all leave all the hair down there?
Uh-oh.
I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about y'all.
I think somebody asked this question before, and it was a
y'all shave y'all hair? Not us yet.
Yeah.
I'm asking
y'all
in a minute.
I do.
Yes.
I do.
Yeah. Yo, could you please?
I don't.
The rest?
Well, no. Before
what?
You get too excited about cold, I do not. Okay. I do not. There will be a bush down there until somebody be like, "Did you got, damn, bro." Really, bro?
So
it's like, it's like,
my
it's like a fur ball up in my mouth, bro. Come on, man. So yeah, it's but listen.
Yo.
So I have made a conscious decision to start getting Manscaped. Now I had an appointment lined up.
Thank you.
Canceled for whatever reason and stuff like that. But yeah, I am going to make it a point to do that.
Thank you.
To make sure that I do that. And now only because I think it's the considerate thing to do. Leave it up to me, man.
Yeah.
You know, I have a full beard and I have a full beard down there too. But I'm going to do the right thing because I think it's the right thing.
Yeah, but say it again because I'm trying to tell you a lot of men don't even think about that. I'm just saying, I'm thanking you for whoever you're going to be with for the next whatever time or whoever, but they're going to appreciate it. Please take care of that stuff. Like, a lot of men do not. But you want us to take care. Now, how do you like your women? Do you like them on a runway? Do you like them full bush?
That's a good question.
If you get with a girl, brand new, and she has a full bush, do you say, oh, stop? Do you say to her, listen, I'm going to need you to fix that over there? Or you go ahead and get in there and mention it later? Or do you like it a little bit shaved or butterball? Because some people say, you know, when you strip it all off and wax it, it's like a baby's ass. Like, some people don't like that. So how do y'all?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What
pedophile.
Do y'all feel about that? But some people
no
say
hair.
That, but some people
feel
like
a pedophile.
Yeah, see, but some people like it completely clean. Like, they like it that way. How do you feel?
Yeah,
that's,
I mean,
that's a legitimate.
I would say
question.
No hair or just a teeny, teeny, teeny bit. Not no bush. Yo. Like, I'm not doing no bush. That's crazy.
Okay. I understand. How about you, sir?
You know, it's going to be case by case. And really, it depends on how I'm feeling because sometimes it don't matter. It don't matter. I'm going
okay.
for it. But I would say for the
okay.
aesthetics, I think that I like her to have a low fade down there and maybe a little strip action down there. I think that's kind of cool
because
okay, it shows that it's manicured, you know, versus just just shave it or that type of thing. But then, you know, you got the Brazilian situation, and so those are always interesting.
Okay.
But yeah, no bush, man, no bush. I think I get offended if I see a bush. Like, damn you. How you feel about that? Like, you good with that bush? Meanwhile, I got a full forest down there. But it's different. I just we hold women to a higher regard when it comes to that type of stuff. It's a double standard, man. I'm sorry. It's a double standard.
No, that's
like,
true. Like,
you know.
And then y'all want your stuff done at any time. And, you know, that hair holds in sweat and stuff. That's not cool.
Yeah, yeah,
you come
it does.
The basketball thing, and you want something. And you nah, that's not cool.
Yeah,
like,
I want my sweaty
cool.
balls licked. I do. I want my sweaty balls attended to. I'm sorry. We've had this conversation. We've had this conversation with the callers, and I asked them. I said, okay, so if your guy comes home, and he, you know, he, the gym or gone all day or whatever he told you he was doing, are you actually going to wait and have him go take a shower after you done got, you know, hot and heated? You gonna stop, go take a shower, I'm gonna take a shower with you, whatever, and then we get into it? No, I need you to wax on and wax off, karate girl. I need that off top.
Oh,
is that wrong? Am I wrong for that?
Okay. It depends on if your woman suffers from BV a lot and different things, chronic yeast infections. You going to set her up if you're not. But here's the thing. Can she go get a rag and wipe you off?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah,
if
most definitely.
If she get a rag and wipe
most
you
definitely.
Off, then fine. That's a good compromise. You got to let her wipe some of that off. Because I'm sure you don't want – that's funny because actually there are some guys that like a little sick. I'm not talking about funky. I'm just talking about more of a sweaty scent. Some guys
natural,
don't like it. Natural. All right, let's get it. Let's not get it twisted. I'm not talking about a funkiness. I'm talking about, you know, when you went outside, you know, you walking around and y'all come in and show them music or something.
Yeah.
It has a little bit of a little of a natural sweaty smell. Nothing
must.
Offensive.
It be damn near musty.
You know,
come
like
on, let's
vagina.
Be real.
Yeah, it smells like a vagina. You know, but it's a good vagina. You know, you like, yo, somebody's got sex up here. Like, a vagina. You like,
no.
Look, he said no.
No. No. All right, listen, before we go into, we got a bunch of callers in the queue, so before we go to another topic, let's get some of these callers on. 7547, GER Radio.
Hey, this is Lady X.
What's going on? What's up?
Lady X,
what's
I
going
know
on?
That you've been having a ball since you've listened. I know you
have. I love it. Let me get
nice to meet you.
You too. You are amazing. Thank you for bringing in the medical aspect. Oh no, we got 60 seconds. I'm gonna jump into it. Gigi, we gonna work on the saving thing, okay? We thought we had got you.
Yeah,
away.
I'm
we
still a problem. I'm
away.
Still a problem.
Well, look, I'm loving the show. My question is, we were talking about the time frame for the quickies versus, you know, a regular.
Okay.
Guys, how fast do you think a woman is supposed to be able to be pleasured and come for you if you're in the quickie situation? Because we talk about how fast the guy should go, but how fast should the woman go?
Hold on, can I just say something before y'all answer that? Babe, you know why you asking that question. You know I'm going to get on you right now. You know, as a good woman, good girlfriend, you were just supposed to fake it for the quickie for them and then get your thing later on. Stop playing, because you know most of us can't come that fast. But go ahead, let's pretend like it can happen that fast.
Some
of us can, but most cannot.
Yeah.
Most take
at least
10 to 15 minutes. Right, so just
most
right,
cannot,
so like
most
you
cannot.
And get it later.
We're gonna address it. Let us brothers handle this thing, okay? All right,
okay,
so Tone, let me go ahead and jump in real quick. Let me jump in real quick. Now, I have never been with a woman for a period of time to where I didn't learn her, where I didn't engage and stimulate her, to where when we have a quickie, we're both ready. So it can happen in 5 minutes. Like if she never busts during a quickie, like ever, then that's a problem for me. That means I'm not stimulating her enough, and you know, or she doesn't know her body that well to where, you know, hey, what's going on? Do I release? Do I not? So that's an issue. So I do believe, and I have experienced a quickie to where sometimes I don't even know if she do, right? And then sometimes I do, and then she almost, like, that's when, like, damn, bro, two more seconds, and I'm like, damn, babe, I'm going to have to get you later on that one. but there are times to where and that, I mean, that's just real, you know what I mean? But there are times to where, yeah, she can bust in 5 minutes, 5-6 minutes. Hell, sometimes a couple of strokes. If everything is all in place, absolutely.
I've been there.
Absolutely.
Medically,
I've been there.
Right, but medically, I don't want y'all to set somebody up for crying. Medically, here's the deal. So out of 10 women, only 4 of them can actually come during intercourse. The others need oral stimulation, or the clit is on the outside. And there's a lot of women like that. It's impossible for that woman to come during actual intercourse. So if you're quickie, if you know her body, and her body requires you to have some oral sex or stimulate with your finger on the outside, then yes. But I just, when you were saying, hey, you know, if she doesn't come, something's wrong. But a lot of times, a lot of women think a lot of things are wrong, and they keep chasing penises and stuff like that to do the big thing because they don't get to come during actual intercourse. But literally, that is the statistics because it's the placement of their clit. So let's just make sure that when we're talking about quickies, it also for some women have to include oral sex or finger stimulation on the outside of the clit because they're not able to come through actual intercourse.
That's a great point, and I'm glad that you mentioned that. Yeah, I'm glad that you mentioned that.
I don't want women walking away feeling, you know what I'm saying, like, wait a minute, I never came that way. And that's why they're pretending, but just letting them know it's the placement of your clit. That's why you got to take a mirror and you need to look, and it will explain a lot of things to you.
And I'm going to look with her, so don't even feel discouraged.
And while you listen,
go
ahead and lick. It's okay. Now we're talking.
Look and lick.
I'm sure she's on the phone and she knows that. I'm sure you have girlfriends that you know that do not have orgasms during actual intercourse. It's not uncommon.
Most of them don't realize it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Look, lick, and listen. Or is it look, listen,
look,
and feel?
Look, lick.
I'm out, guys. Thank you so much. I'm done. Thank you. Yes, it was great talking to you.
All right.
Thank y'all. Bye-bye. Great question.
All right.
I feel like I'm running a train right now. Next.
2083 GI Radio, you on?
What's going on, man? It's your boy, Mr. One Time.
On?
What up?
One
what
Time,
up, GG?
What the hell is this?
Man,
you
listen.
Can't even
hear
it sound like you know what he's doing. He said hello.
Fact. Listen, check it out, though. I'm going to say this, man. This show has been off the chain, bro. Like, this joint is legit. Yeah, this show crazy, bro. Y'all got one here. the quickie deal, yeah, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, I've been in all aspects of that thing, whether it be, you know, I stop early and be like, yeah, I'll get you later, we gonna finish up later on. I've been where I gotta finish, and I've been, you know what I'm saying, on the other side where, you know what I'm saying, she finished and I didn't. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
So I've been there. I definitely get that. Hey, Gigi, I'm going to need you to stop messing with the roast beef. Like, leave.
Oh, I can't do it, man.
Yo, cut the red meat, bro.
I don't like the meats, man. I don't want the meats.
I feel you, bro. I feel you. But, yo. I was in here crying when you kept saying that joint, bro. But
so do you like click picks, bro? Do you like
no? Nah. I mean, okay. It all depends, man. It all depends for real, for real. Like, I don't want to offend nobody, so I'm gonna keep my mouth shut. I ain't gonna say too much because I don't want to offend nobody.
Can I ask you guys a question real quick? If someone sends a click picture, and on top of the click picture they said this pussy is yours, would that make it better? Or
whether
you still don't like the
click
picture?
No.
Let me say it first, since I'm an advocate of no click pics. Now here's the thing: I'm not gonna tell her like, why you do that? I don't like that. What I'm going to tell her if she volunteers to do it, I'm be like, hey, you know what? She's pretty. Or I'm gonna say something like that. But I'm also gonna say, you know. But I like to see the girls, or I like to see what that ass is like. You know what I mean? So I'll give her my preference afterwards. But I'm not going to be like, I'm not going to leave her on read. I'm not going to leave her on read or not respond. But I will say it to where, all right, I don't need another angle of that. All right, before she get too happy, start sending different sides of the sandwich. I don't need to see all the different sides of the meat. I will say something so that she understands, like, that ain't it. But appreciate you, though.
Bro.
You funny. Just tell her you like action. That's all you got to say. I like action. I don't like pictures. That's all you got to say. And she won't send you no more of those type of pictures.
I mean, for me, it's kind of like, it all depends on the situation, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think.
No, I don't know what you're saying. Tell me the situation.
All right. All right. So, so the situation. So for me, the situation is a little different. You know what I'm saying? So, like, sometimes you'll have, like, there's so much TNA out here all the time anyway, so you kind of see that on a regular. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see you see tits and ass everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So you might, especially if you're on Instagram, that's all you see is TNA. You know what I'm saying? So a clip hit would actually be a little bit more, like, I feel like tit and ass picks, those are the ones that grab your attention. And I feel like a clip pick kind of like that pick will put you over the edge, right? That joint will really have you like, oh, okay then. Shit, you ready to make me pull up on some, you know what I mean? Like that type of shit versus, you know, somebody just sending me some tit pics. Like, all right, cool. I seen them. Yeah, the girl on Instagram had her shit. I like that too. Like, it's kind of dry. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with all the pics.
I'm with all of them too. But I'm just saying, like, I don't have anything against the clip pics, but I just feel like the tit and ass pics, those are the pics that would like get you like, oh shit, hold up, shorty pic. But then when you get
that
next
pic, is it okay not to send them?
Oh yeah, that's cool. What? But my thing is this: if you don't send them, you better have some dope ass conversation.
Absolutely. I understand. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, some people are not into pictures. Like, just not into pictures.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering.
Because, like I said, if I don't, like, and like, you know how you sound. Like, sometimes you may want to have, like, get a pic or something like that during the day. You know what I'm saying? Just to kind of, as foreplay, to kind of prep, you know, man, get you ready to go for later. You know what I'm saying? And things
okay,
of that nature. So that's
let
cool.
Let me ask you this. If I don't do pictures, but I can send you the nastiest text ever, phone text. Like, will you take that over it? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like a blow by blow, like reading or something like that, nasty talk, like phone sex. If I don't do pictures, would that work? Would that be a good substitute?
The text,
text
is better than the pictures. The text is better than the pictures.
Okay,
yeah.
Are we 100? Ladies, do y'all hear that? Because I know I'm 100 at this. Let me get the text in.
That's real though.
Definitely better than the pictures.
Yeah, that's real
awesome.
Though, because now, because
you know,
see what happens with the text message is, as I'm reading the text message, I'm in my mind, I'm hearing you say that shit.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like you really.
I like that.
Yeah, I feel like you really talking to me. So now I'm like, oh, God damn, I can just hear it now, really saying that shit. Like, and so it's automatically going to take me back to another incident where that type of shit really went on. So now I'm ready to leave work and everything.
Now, this may be popping my head. Let me ask you guys something while I have y'all on. I know he has to go soon. But do y'all like, because I know some men like it, some men don't. Do you like being called daddy? If I'd be like, yes,
no.
Daddy. Okay.
No.
So a lot of men like the word daddy. I'm curious, do y'all like daddy?
I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm okay with, I'm okay with daddy. But I don't. That's mm-hmm. not my preference. But if she calls me daddy, you know, that's cool. I mean, especially now that I'm, I got this silver back beard popping off. You know.
So what do you? You end up now. You like daddy? Oh, okay, so you said you prefer that. How about master?
I'm okay with that too.
That one is new for me.
Oh, that's new for you?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm so sorry.
I've never been called master. I'm not even gonna sit up here.
I ain't never been called master
like that.
Yeah. What about master. King? Fellas, she called you king before? King?
Yeah.
King, but not master.
Yeah,
I need to go for the master. That's probably that's the elite.
We sub Dom
see,
when
no,
we start getting into
of
that
master
activity.
In that way, clearly, none of y'all have never like. See, y'all thinking of master in that way. So you gotta remember, this is the sexologist part of me. When I'm referring to master, I'm not talking about like slave master. And say, I'm talking about master because we're talking handcuffs, a little choking.
Right, you're talking like domination, like dominant.
Yeah,
domination, yeah.
Master.
Right.
So when I'm saying master, when she's saying, hey, daddy, or she's saying, yes, master, I'm not talking about the master like that, not in the degree. I'm talking about a whole different level. That's
right, you're talking
about, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, you're talking about the, you know what I'm saying, the dominant stuff. Which,
yeah.
I mean, I've been in that arena, you know what I'm saying, but I'm not going to say a handful of times. It's been, you know, a couple times, but yeah, master was never really the verbiage, you know what I mean? Yeah,
okay,
nah,
okay.
I wasn't, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, you know what I'm saying, but yes, it was
good sport.
Yeah, it was nice exercise.
Yeah, you good sport, bro. We appreciate you. Listen. Let's try to grab another caller in there because I know we said 60 seconds, but it's always good to have some extra testosterone in here to balance things out. I mean, because we have a lot of lady caller listeners, so all the time, man. Appreciate you.
Hey, you already, man. Y'all keep doing y'all thing, man. The show is dope. And the guest for the evening, man, she's incredible.
Thank you. It was nice talking to you.
Same here, Ma. Be easy.
All right. We're going to get one more guest, and then we're going to close the show. 2748 GI Radio, you on.
Hey, y'all. This is Candy. Ooh, this is a good show tonight.
What's going on, Candy?
Hey. I'm in here taking notes, so a text is better than a picture. Wow, learned something today. But I just have a comment and a question. I don't know if I can cuss on here, so I'm not going to. But Gigi,
yeah, you can cuss.
Have you heard me on the show?
Oh,
are you asking that question?
Gigi, it is gross as fuck for you to sit here and expect someone to lick your sweaty balls as hard as you want to do. Like, are you serious?
Now, hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. Now, you saying that a woman licking sweaty balls is disgusting, but
yes,
anal is okay?
It ain't going
anal
to
is
out,
less,
though.
Anal is less.
Trying to taste all that.
Is
yes,
less
it's
intrusive?
Less. It's not going in your mouth. And then
you
your hair,
you
on top of that?
Angle. Yeah, but see, that's what I'm saying. If you do anal and then she's sucking your penis afterwards, then that's disgusting.
No.
But what does anal have to
ain't
do
nobody
with
doing
sweaty
that.
Ball?
Nobody's
doing
activity.
That. I mean, but what's this thing?
And not just that. And not just that. It's hairy sweaty balls. Like, that's just, no.
Yes.
It's all in your nose and.
And it got that musty, sweaty smell, and then it's in your teeth. And then, you know, and then you want you to swallow your sweaty balls. Because when you take a white rag and you wipe that, it don't look right.
No, you can't even take a rag. That's like, so that's, we doing it in the shower. I'm going to suck your dick. I'm going to lay you down, wipe you down, ride you, and all that kind of stuff after the shower. Like,
well,
after,
can we can compromise with a rag, though. Like, if you bring the whole bowl there and wipe it down, no?
Get a whole bowl. Because
what if you leave it at the front door and you just start sucking it at the front door and you start wiping it off the door?
Wait, can we back up? You said the whole bowl. Like, are you dipping it in the bowl? Or like?
No, I'm saying the rag. You know, what happens is if you know he's coming in, you have your bowls right over there. So, you know, just in case you want to suck it with the door open. But sometimes you got to do some extra stuff because we forget. Like, this is like after you've been in a relationship for a while. A lot of times, number one complaint of men is we don't initiate sex anymore after we get married or in long-term relationships.
Mm.
So if you want to just kind of spice it up a little bit, you just want him, like, if you knew he came from basketball, when he opens the door, you just want to meet him at the door, but you have the bowl ready with the rag, and you pull his pants down, you wipe it off, and you start sucking.
No.
And he's like, you want to close the door? But like, no, let me just suck it right there with the door open and stuff. I'm just saying, sometimes you have to go a little out of the box.
Candy said, hell no.
Yeah,
get in the shower.
I'm still not with that. We're not doing that. I'm sorry. But my question, though,
I'm
is.
I'm talk to you.
We not. That's a strong no. That's a no-go. Sorry.
Oh, my God. But,
yes. It's a, I don't say no to much, but that's one thing. Okay, but I have a question for you, though. What do you consider as far as, like, Well, we'll just do all around, length, width, whatever. What do you consider to be too much dick?
Too much dick? You mean like as far as how many times you have sex or size?
No, like size. Is there ever a size where you're just, like for me, if you get to around like select on a remote, I'm good on that. Like you fuck around and get
here's
to the mute button and I have Comcast.
Yeah, but, okay, here's the thing. You got to remember this. You can get a baby out of there, okay? You can get a baby out of there. So you can take that. And I understand that it looks like, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. A lot of men who are very, very, very wild and dull, they're not getting begged. Because a lot of women are like, oh, my God, that's too much. So they're just used to just pumping a little up and down and not even doing the full thrust. And they don't even, you know, it's not the big height. The average, you know, the average size penis is actually 6 inches. So it's all on you. Now, if you have a tilted uterus, I can understand that. Now, if you have a tilted uterus and someone is very well endowed, it becomes painful. It hurts. Mm. And that's different. So you want to just readjust. Also, you want to readjust your position. So what you can do is if you have someone really, really large, put a pillow underneath your butt. So that when they enter, it makes it go in at a different angle because that's what's bothering you. And then after a while, you will get used to it. Because if you don't, and also make sure that you are wet. Make sure that you are very aroused and wet. If not, that's the instance where you want to use a water-soluble lube because a man's penis can tear your vagina if you are not lubricated enough. And we used to get rips in the hospital all the time. Very painful.
That's an embarrassing trip to the ER.
No, embarrassing trip to the ER is when you have a dildo or a hot dog stuck up in your vagina. But that's pretty embarrassing.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Wait. Now, that's embarrassing. When you have a room, you know, they were like, oh, wow, she was getting it in. But okay, we got to, you know, and then honestly, when I was there, I would just tell you, hey, you know, when you woke up, like after we do some stitches and stuff like that, I would just say, listen, you know, in a very nice way, I tell you, listen, use water-soluble lube or, you know, you need to use lube next time.
Something.
Because you can see what kind of rip it is. You know, and that's on the
like
honest
that.
Stuff. When you see three, you know what I'm saying, like, a, you know, nothing violent, but an honest, like, rip that does happen.
Wow. So you've never, like, swiped less on a dick because it was too big?
No, no, no. What I do is I hold my breath and take it in and be like, okay, I can do this. And then actually, I hold my breath and I'm like, oh, shit, I can do this. I can take this for the team. And I can do this. And then I'm like, okay, I can get this going. But what it made me worry about, honestly, I'm going to tell you what made me worry about. That's when I started using my yoni ink. Because I want to make sure, because you got to remember, we're like a rubber band. If you keep stretching it, it does go back, but you don't want it loose. So you want to use your yoni egg to keep you tight, to tighten it up. So like if you're dealing with a large penis, you want to make sure that you're doing some things to make sure that stuff, you know, kind of stays nice and snug. Not tight, tight, but you want snug. Most men don't like super tight. They like snug. And that's what they like. Because tight hurts. They like snug. So we want to keep things snug. But I've, you know, you don't come across those very often. And when you do, you're like, And then after a while, you kind of get used to it and you're able to work with it. But like I said, you know, on a whisper tip, most of the people who are very, very well endowed, they're not getting bed. And I've heard that from several women. Because they're so used to women saying, you know, they, you know when somebody's kind of large, you kind of put your hand up. As they're going in, you put your hand up and you push them back. So they realize that they can't go their full potential, so they had that all their life, so they don't really know how to get in it. You understand what I'm saying?
Not really.
So,
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't do the big. I'm not a fan of the big dick.
You like a good like step item. What you're saying? That's about 7 inches. I heard what you said on what I'm saying. That's about 7 inches.
Like,
that's about seven and a half, eight is probably like you're like yes ma'am. Seven and a half is probably your bing. You might be like, yes, 7 and a half. Probably 7 and a half.
I think like more so.
And you probably like wide.
I'm more so like a 6'7". If it gets to like a 7.5, 8, he got to have a whole bunch of other stuff that I'm into. You know, like, he got to be, he got to hit all the other areas.
Is that a skinny penis or is that a nice, you know, fat one?
I like kind kind of thick, you know, not too much, but I like
okay.
a little hook in
you
it.
Like thick,
you know.
I got
yeah.
you. See, now, you know what? That's really a 7.5 when it has a hook. I got you. We got to talk after this. I got you with the hook. I understand everything you were talking about. Say no more. They don't understand. Look how quiet it is. It's so quiet. It's
I
like,
know. They got hello.
Yes, like hello.
Thing on.
It's like me and you were talking on the phone at home. I'm like, yeah, girl, that's quick. That little, you know, that little side. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
try that little side.
I got questions.
Go ahead.
No, we don't have that much time, so I'm definitely going
to
call back later.
So
y'all need to bring her back.
Yeah. We'll talk. Because, you know, there's so much stuff to talk about. There is so much things that, you know, I want everyone to get into because I have, like, a lot of products and different things that help women and different stuff on the more serious side with everything, with fibroids and different things. And, you know, sex is a big part of it because if your yoni is not correct, then it doesn't feel good doing it, and that all comes together. And, you know, we're talking about the fun stuff, but there's other stuff leading into it. And I still have other things. We need to talk about dating, cyber dating, all kinds of stuff. I mean, there's just so much to talk about.
Yes.
I definitely want to come back so we can have a good time. And, you know, as we're having fun, people are learning information at the same time. That's most important to me. Like, I love to have a good
yes.
time, keep it real, but I want y'all to walk away. Just like you said, you learned something today. I want you to walk away knowing something or just getting some knowledge about something like, oh, okay, well, I didn't even think about it that way. That's what's most important to me.
I don't think people understand. I don't
yeah.
think people understand the power of the yoni. Like,
yeah.
I swear by it. But
oh,
a lot of people just
listen.
Don't.
It does a lot of things. It really does. And this is because I love when women say, oh, because women love to say, I love to suck a dick. Really, you don't love to suck his dick. I mean, there's a few that love it, but it's not that. They love the power it gives. Because at that very moment when he's coming and his knees are weak, you feel like you are dominating him, especially if you
yes.
can do it under a couple of seconds, which I do teach women how to do. And we got to talk about swallowing. That's not coming back. We have to have a whole – I need 3 minutes to talk about swallowing. Because half of the women won't swallow and half of the women will. And we need to get this through. I am pro-swallowing. If you're in a long-term relationship or you're married, and a lot of women don't do it, that's a no-no. Hello?
They're like silent.
Are they still on the line? Are y'all still on the line? What's happening?
Oh, I'm sorry. The whole time my phone was mute. I thought I was talking and I wasn't
yo.
Talking. Wow.
Like, what
happened?
We all were like, wait a second.
I'm like, why did
wow,
keep...
we start talking about swallowing?
Like,
everybody left. We were like, okay.
Tone over there, like, why
did
you talking over me?
Not on. But
like,
we definitely
yeah,
gonna
like,
have
damn,
to do.
Okay.
We definitely gonna have to do a part two. Gigi has to go, so we're gonna end the show. I know we got more callers
yeah.
on. I'm sorry. Please call in next week. We might bring her back next week if she's free, just to. Carry on to part two because it's a lot of questions that we didn't get a chance to ask.
You guys. Listen, can let them know they can follow me. If they have questions that they need to ask, they can still ask them. I come back. But if they have something pressing, they can go to my Instagram and they can ask me in my DM and my Instagram. I'll answer them. And that's going to be she yoni yoni care care or Instagram. And they can reach me, and that's also the website too. But they can reach me, like if it was a, you know, somebody really had a serious question they wanted to ask or something really important, they can hit me up there, and I'll be able to answer it for them. Because I just want to make sure that if somebody has something medical or really, you know, serious, and they didn't get a chance to kind of come across, they can reach me so I can help them.
Can you give that one more time? Can you say that one more time? The Instagram.
Okay. The Instagram is She Yoni Cares. So that's SHEEYONICARES. And I want them to, like, if you guys have a question that you really, you know, anything with the yoni or about sex or anything, just, you know, DM me. I will answer it. Because I want to make sure that anyone that, you know, didn't even want to go live and, you know, with maybe a serious question, they can come in and, you know, ask me and I can answer it for them. I will help you.
That's the best. Gigi, are you still here or are you gone? Did you just leave?
Yeah, I'm actually still here.
Oh, wow.
Where I'm at. Yeah, so I definitely appreciate the ladies here and everything that they've done, man. That's been dope. You guys know that you can always find me at GG After Dark, my IG, Malloy Rob, my Facebook, and Rob GG Malloy at IG. It's been an amazing show. Again, we over the limit. I said I was going to enforce it, but, we had a lot of fun. So I appreciate you ladies, all the guests. Tone, why don't you close this out with all your information, man, and I look forward to next week. Let's go.
All right.
Definitely. You can find me at GEI_Tone on Instagram and Twitter, Tone Mitchell on Facebook. Please follow the radio show GEI Radio on all social media platforms. Again, we're here every Friday at 9 to 10, but we never end at 10. Thanks to our special guests, our callers for holding on this long. As always, everybody enjoy the rest of their weekend. Peace.
Bye. Bye-bye. Right. Thank you, guys. It was great talking to you. Bye-bye.
Same here.